start first with the Bokashi because it's a little bit shorter of an introduction. I think there might have been Bokashi. There's Bokashi flyers out there. I also have some here. I could just pass these around if you're. Oops. Look at that. Here we go. Bokashi composting. I'm going to take one and pass them around. It happens. It's a oxygen-free environment that you introduce. Oh, we have some black and white ones here. Okay, good. It's the same thing that was out there.
The same that's out there, but I'll just set them here.
Where you introduce dry. Sorry, let me find these guys. So, we want to introduce the fungus and the bacteria. And so, how do you ship that to somebody else? It's hard. What they do is places will inoculate bran, and you can ship it dry then, and it will get going when you introduce water and food. So, what do? If it's...
So does inoculate mean they put the little bacteria in it?
Yeah.
That
they grow it and it's liquid and they spray it like on a whole big room full of bran. And then the bacteria's like, oh, okay, you get in there. And then they're sleeping. They're in here and they're kind of awake. I mean, and you're going to wake them up. They're ready to awaken. So for this method, we need some kind of a container that, and we need some of this product that you would purchase from somewhere. Online you can get it.
Why does it have to be oxygen free?
Because that's a whole idea of this Bokashi. It works better without oxygen. Most other kinds of composting that people do, it needs oxygen and air. You have to introduce that. So Bokashi is a little bit different. So you have to set yourself up with these kind of things. Let me show this. O-rings. O-rings are wonderful. This has that little red thing that's on the top of there is this big, this collar that fits tightly on the 5-gallon bucket. And it's got an O-ring in there so it doesn't let any air in. And then there's another O-ring here. And you can see how we really need to go together. So, if you're interested in doing Bokashi, the thing to start with once you get set up with your place would be just a couple of inches of paper in the bottom from your, and it could be leaves or something. There's going to be a lot of moisture that gets in here. So add those. Put in maybe a small handful of this Bokashi stuff and start scraping in your kitchen waste right into here. And it's sealed. Here's this one. I think that's on the handout, Gamma Seal. They're available at Murdoch's. It's about $10. I forget that exact detail. Then you could keep it in your kitchen, on the side, in the garage, wherever is handy for you. And all your other kitchen waste, just take it, put it in here. One of the things that's important is, since it's oxygen-free, you want to tamp everything down so that you want to smash it into here. It's counterintuitive to maybe people who have already been doing composting for a long time. But it works. It's great. Smell. Is there a smell? When you open this, there's maybe a little bit of a smell, and I think it kind of smells sort of like pickles. It's not, you know, so it's not a bad smell. It's all of that stuff going on down there. It's like, oh, bacteria, the same sort of thing. They're coming and they're eating all the food that you put in there. So it just gets fuller and fuller and fuller. A friend, and yes?
Trish, you said put it in your garage. Does the ambient temperature, I mean, my garage is like zero. The ambient temperature doesn't matter?
For here, it doesn't.
It really doesn't.
No, it's not a big deal.
It's not going to freeze inside.
Right. So then what do you do with it? Your bucket's full. Well, okay, there's the stuff going on. It kind of smells like pickles. This, if you care to go this route, there's a couple of things that you could do then. Some people that I know, bury it, right, 5 gallons, right there with some dirt, go. Well, how do you do that in the wintertime? That would be maybe make a trench in your, on your property where you're comfortable to have it be a trench kind of open throughout the wintertime, dump the thing, put some soil on top, and forget it. Then the next time, keep going along the trench and covering up the bokashi because it's really active. And it just continues to break down because it's oxygen free.
How long does it take?
We don't know how long this takes. It might take, it's kind of hard to say.
So my understanding is this is, it's kind of a fermentation process, so it's almost like pre-composting, and then you'll put it, into your soil, and it'll kind of mix in and sort of continue to break down. Compost.
Mm-hmm. Yes?
Will it attract critters?
Yeah, I haven't done this too much here. One of our friends in Solite has been working towards just managing herself to get it to Julie. This is why we're trying to find in both BV and in Salida places where there's a location where you can bring this stuff and just dump it off. Yeah, so you could just keep it in a 5 gallon bucket without the bokashi, or you could, if you want to do this kind of thing and you like to keep your product yourself rather than giving it to Julie and purchasing some back from her that she's taken care of and that she's put through the sifter. If you like to do it your own self, this is an option because then you could bury it. And I know it takes a long time, so come back with a shovel. It might take 2 or 3 months. It kind of depends on the time of year, as Julie was saying, even for her stuff. It does depend on the time of year. This is, and I have actually done bokashi at home. That orange one over there is mine. We kind of switched some of the things that we do at home because we had chickens for a long time, so then we were given everything to the chickens, and the bokashi buckets just got sat on the side, and we kind of forgot about bokashi. And so since I don't have a setup for that now, I'm just doing worms in my basement, and my husband does the composting of the other things outside.
If you had a compost bin, a big bin in your yard, would you add it from the bucket, or would you just put the bokashi into your compost bin to speed up the?
Add what from the bucket?
Mm-hmm. I mean, would you do the same bucket process you just explained, or would you add the bokashi right to your bin to speed up the process of it decomposing? So you have your own compost bin already.
Yeah.
But everything takes too long.
Everything takes too long.
Yeah.
And so this would speed it up, are you thinking?
That's what I'm asking.
Like a compost starter?
Yeah.
Can you throw a handful of that bokashi in your
life? I guess it might. If I had, if I was doing bokashi at home and I had this stuff and I probably would mix it in with my bin. And then it would probably change a lot because the bin kind of composting is where you introduce air. There's a whole different ball of wax.
I see. Okay.
And you couldn't go wrong. It's kind of science either way. It's all the bugs and everything that wants to get going in there.
Right.
So I think if this was a pre-container for your bin in your backyard, I don't think you could go wrong with just dumping it, put it in the bin, and I kind of mix it up.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. It does say compost accelerator on here. Just add 1 cup to your pile.
Yeah. Well, but it's really meant for doing it here.
Yeah.
In a
I didn't have good luck with the bokashi, probably because I had it outside. It was too cold or whatever. My husband is, you have a member of the family who gets freaked out about
stuff.
You do things that are, I wouldn't do it if I wasn't with him. But it worked that well. But then I dumped what I had left over into my compost bin. It didn't seem to help at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, and again, I since I live where we don't have
it was only yard waste when you're getting rid of, you know, the garden plants, but there isn't a whole lot. It's hard to get the temperature. Yeah, but I suppose maybe I'd still try maybe for the winter. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, because we don't, there's not enough stuff to have a critical mass.
When I first learned about bokashi, I have a daughter who lives in Phoenix, and there's a company that does the bokashi with the composting. It's a whole different idea of how it does than what Julie does, but they have pickup at residential, so she pays, I don't know, $10 or $15 a month, and somebody comes in. She doesn't have a bucket like this. She just puts it, just has a little lid that she puts on it, and it's right in her kitchen on the floor in the corner, you know, and it doesn't even really smell. Partly because I think that she keeps introducing some of that starter, the bokashi starter. Mm-hmm. And it's handy for her. I went down into the downtown Phoenix and met the guy who was doing it, and this big, huge thing that he's got going. And I'll tell you what, that really smells like pickles. Like, whoa, this is food. Okay, we know what this business is doing here. So I'm just mentioning this morning as an option for what you might want to consider if you have interest in kitchen waste and keeping it, and how are you going to, you know, dispose of it. And do you really have an interest in, is it just finding a nice place to put your kitchen waste so that it's not going in the landfill? Or are you really interested in doing it so that you have something to amend your soil? Or both. Yeah. I'm more of a composter than a gardener. We have, you know, we just compost everything and put it on the soil or dig it in. And now people often say, what do you do with your compost? It's like, go home and bury it. So there, bokashi is one way to do some of those things. But I really